This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Lori Boatwright, who is manager of the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Co-manager? Is that what I would say?
I'm the general manager.
General manager. Okay, very good. First markets underway. Have happened.
They have happened. Opening days, both on the square and at the Botanical Garden for the first time. Double Saturday markets went well and opened our weekday markets. So we're rolling. Two on Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
We have had some odd temperature swings so far. I mean, we've had a couple of weekends that were beautiful. Sundays in the 70s or maybe touching the 80s. And 72 hours later, the heater is on because it's in the 20s.
And that means the heater is back on in the greenhouse, too, and in the hoop houses. It's pretty tricky to try to garden this season. You know, last spring we had a very mild winter and warm spring and saw an abundance of produce early in the season. This year things are a little slower coming in, more traditional, really. But right now we've got, you know, all the early spring greens, salad mixes, spinach, green onions, things like that, lots of cut flowers and garden plants in abundance. But produce is slow in coming. We do have it, and every week there's something new. But, you know, we're expecting freezing temperatures again, you know, this weekend, and it slows things down.
Does that also mean for some farmers, if you don't have the greenhouse or the hoop house, you just wait to put stuff in the ground?
You just wait, and you protect what you have put in the ground. Even potatoes and things that you traditionally plant early are, you know, susceptible to freezing as well. And so we just, you know, very carefully plan ahead so that you're not replanting and doing it twice. So
that does mean, I mean, it's not as if tomatoes and sweet corn won't be here at all. I mean, they'll just be delayed.
They'll just be delayed, or actually they'll be more in with traditional Northwest Arkansas growing season.
We were spoiled last year.
We were very spoiled last year. You know, we had fruit. We had strawberries on opening day last year, and that was a fluke. But when people see it, they tend to think, oh, I can get strawberries on opening day or tomatoes, and sometimes you can. Mm-hmm. This year's not going to be one of those years. But when they do come in, we'll have all the varieties in abundance.
Tomorrow, Saturday market. We're rolling now.
We're rolling. Saturday market on the square, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. And Saturday market at the Botanical Gardens from 7 a.m. until noon. Tuesday, Thursday on the square from 7 a.m. until 1. And Wednesday evenings at the Botanical Garden from 4 till 7. That market, again, has been a little slow in going. Weather has not been our friend on Wednesday evenings so far. Can't be in the tent when it's storming outside. But you know, as we see more produce, we'll see more vendors at the Botanical Garden, and it's going to grow and be a really great market.
All right. Lori, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kyle.